Part 2. The Making of a Radical Politician. When Ben Smith of RedState.com questioned Obama's campaign manager, David Axelrod, about Obama's relation to the radical 1960s SDS weatherman bomber, Bill Ayers, Axelrod tried to dodge the question by claiming, "Bill Ayers lives in his neighborhood. Their kids attend the same school. They're certainly friendly. They know each other, as anyone whose kids go to school together." But Obama was not such a friend that he endorsed Ayers' violent terrorist behavior or embraced his anti-American revolutionary ideas. That Axelrod is spinning should be apparent just from the facts. Obama's children are grade school age, while Ayers' children are already adults. There is no way Obama's children ever went to school with Ayers' children, even if Ayers and Obama have lived in the same neighborhood much of their adult lives. Criminal charges against Ayers were dismissed because of prosecutorial misconduct during the years Ayers was a fugitive in the Weather Underground. Today, Ayers lives in Hyde Park, Chicago, and likes to present himself as the distinguished professor of education at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Still in his 2001 book, Fugitive Days, Ayers openly admits his involvement in the 1970s bombings and the role he played as a radical revolutionary leader at the head of the SDS Weather Underground. Ayers bombed the U.S. Capitol in 1971 and the Pentagon in 1972 as part of his revolutionary anti-war protests as a leader in the extreme leftist Students for a Democratic Society, better known simply as SDS, during the Vietnam War. Ayers wrote about the Pentagon bombing, "Everything was absolutely ideal on the day I bombed the Pentagon. The sky was blue, the birds were singing, and the bastards were finally going to get what was coming to them." Axelrod has no choice but to deny Obama was a friend of Ayers, because as we are arguing here, Obama and Ayers share more anti-American sentiments than Axelrod can afford the voting public to realize. Axelrod is betting that American voters will forgive Obama for knowing Ayers if Obama's only guilt is guilt by association. Axelrod is an accomplished political operative, and he knew exactly what he was doing in responding to the question about Ayers. Axelrod's problem is that Obama maintained the relationship with Ayers over many years because it was politically useful to Obama, especially as he first ran for political office from the impoverished, largely African-American Chicago South Side. Now that Ayers is no longer useful to Obama, Axelrod wants to drop him. As we have seen, Obama emerged from his teenage years in Hawaii as an angry youth, bitter at the abandonment he suffered from both his African father and his unconventional white mother. He searched to find his identity as an African American by reading black radical political writers, including Malcolm X, and seeking out communist Frank Marshall Davis to be his mentor. All these years, Obama retreated into himself, using drugs, relying on marijuana and cocaine to express his inner rebellion.